Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Please welcome the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron W. Brown.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here today. Wow, what a great crowd. I am proud to report to you today that the state of our city is strong and getting stronger. Our future is in focus, and our vision is clear, optimistic, and unwavering. Buffalo is rapidly developing as a city of innovation and inclusion. Our roaring 20s will reimagine the same old spirit of industry, innovation, and achievement that defined our city a century ago, but with a shared vision that we embrace and execute with passion and purpose. We must innovate our approach to economic development, job creation, and skills training. We must focus on efficiency, data analytics, digital connectivity, and building an intelligent smart city. We will build a citizen-centered framework that ensures knowledge transfer and unleashes our creative potential. To become a city of innovation, we are taking a new approach to economic development and job creation. A built knowledge transfer pipeline and talent development hub. This strategy is driven by our effort to compete in the global race for talent and placemaking while ensuring diversity, equity, and inclusion. Today, I am unveiling a dynamic new initiative, Buffalo's Race for Place, to engage workforce talent to determine the assets that are needed to build a city of innovation. This strategy, being led by the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, will seek public-private partnership opportunities. It will enhance our vibrancy, address pressing quality of life needs, and identify desired amenities through citizen engagement. Land use policies that prioritize traffic calming, pedestrian and bicycle-friendly activity, public transit enhancements, and completion of our car-sharing Main Street project will be components of our downtown infrastructure plan. To maintain our economic momentum, we must place an aggressive, collaborative focus on talent attraction and align public and private sector interests. We will support training and upskilling programs that better develop the talent in our city and accelerate a new business ecosystem that provides diverse opportunities. To create critical mass and vibrancy, Buffalo's Race for Place will improve surrounding built environments and complement the interior enhancements already underway at downtown locations. In this race, we will look at improvements across the city of Buffalo, specifically through the lens of talent attraction on a global scale. We will advance the vision of the city of Buffalo as a future epicenter of talent, innovation, and inclusion. The commitment of jobs and investment by Doug Jamal at Douglas Development and Renee Jones at M&T Bank, who are both here today, extends to the city of Buffalo with a dynamic public-private partnership that will shape our city's future. Doug Jamal has agreed to forego substantial tax benefits for his project at Seneca One Tower in order to advance vital infrastructure improvements in Buffalo. This project is potentially eligible for tax exemptions that could save Douglas Development millions in property taxes over a 12-year period. He will not pursue these, and instead, he has agreed to direct $15 million in full tax payments to the Accelerate Buffalo Fund. Thank you, Douglas. Today, I am also proposing that the city provide another $25 million to create a $40 million jumpstart to support business development and talent attraction through infrastructure improvements. That's right, that's $40 million. The public infrastructure improvements we will make with the Accelerator Fund will be overseen by my Department of Public Works, working with the men and women in our municipal labor unions who work on behalf of our city every single day. We will introduce our unique agreement to the Buffalo Common Council for approval in the coming weeks. Please join me in thanking our council members, President Darius Pridgen, Majority Leader David Rivera, President Pro Tem Christopher Scanlon, Joseph Golumbek Jr., Rashid Wyatt, Joel Ferraletto, Ulysses Wingo Sr., Brian Bowman, and Mitch Nowakowski for their leadership and partnership. Renee Jones recognized that when he announced M&T's investment in Seneca One Tower, that each of the 1,500 tech workers that M&T plans to hire holds the potential to create 5 additional jobs for the region's economy. Most of those 7,500 jobs will go to where the tech worker lives. We want these jobs for Buffalo residents, and we are working hard to make the city of Buffalo the address of choice. Thank you for your leadership, Renee. Speaking of the address of choice, today I am setting the goal to create 2,100 units of new housing along the Main Street Knowledge Corridor from Canal Side to UB's South Campus. County Executive Mark Poloncarz and I are working on a solution to fill this critical housing need. Thank you, County Executive Poloncarz. The housing along the Main Street Knowledge Corridor is already getting a jump start. Developer William Palladino plans to build 100 units of modern housing at St. Paul Mall for new residents. Main Street will no longer be the line that divides our city. In this new economy, the Main Street Knowledge Corridor will unite our city around an economy that ensures opportunity for all. That's why today I am announcing a commitment to ensure that 40% of housing units in the city of Buffalo will remain permanently affordable for the middle class and low to moderate income residents. I am also making a commitment to work with the City Council to create a $100 million fund from the City of Buffalo over the next 5 years to close the racial wealth gap in our community and communicate to the world that Buffalo is a city of opportunity, equity, and inclusion. There is an emerging economy in Buffalo, represented by companies like ACV, Campus Labs, Athenex, Flora, and Tesla, creating the demand for thousands of new jobs. My administration's work has built confidence throughout the community. Today, I am happy to share with you a vision that represents one of the largest potential transformations in our city. The Main Place Mall is one of the greatest remaining symbols of the old Buffalo. Now, owner Patrick Hotung is ready to transform the mall into a state-of-the-art office building to attract tenants from Buffalo's growing knowledge economy. Thank you very much, Pat. To help facilitate this transformation, my administration will sell the Fernbach ramp to Main Place Liberty Group for nearly $20 million and commit these funds to initiatives that will create mobility solutions for downtown, ensuring access to commuters of every income level. I also want to thank Chair April Baskin and members of the county legislature for their commitment to providing funds for Buffalo infrastructure. Let's give her a round of applause. In my administration's plan to make Buffalo an intelligent smart city, we are working with National Grid to purchase our streetlight system. This will help us meet our reduced energy goals and lower our costs when lights are replaced with energy-efficient LEDs equipped with sensors that will generate real-time data related to weather, parking, traffic, and public safety. Technology will make our daily lives more informed and connected. Cities across the nation are confronted with the challenge of integrating technology into operations while ensuring equity, inclusion, and protection of individual privacy. The City of Buffalo is ready to take on this challenge. We will seek providers for designing, financing, and maintaining the hardware and software that will be utilized for a smart city build-out. This must guarantee digital inclusion and optimize the new use of technology to deliver services more efficiently. My administration is working with Kaleida Health under the leadership of my friends Jody LeMayo and Dr. Satish Tripathi at the University at Buffalo, as well as the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus institutions, to create Buffalo's first smart corridor along Middle Main Street. These improvements will be funded by an agreement we negotiated with Simonelli Real Estate Corporation. Our early success in building an intelligent smart city is notable. The sensors in our smart sewer systems are helping to manage water and storm flow. We're setting the pace nationally when it comes to green infrastructure, and our award-winning RainCheck 2.0 report, Opportunity Report, identified future investments. The Buffalo Sewer Authority will fund projects to reduce stormwater runoff and make our community more resilient against the impacts of climate change. We are investing $400 million in water quality capital improvements over 20 years, with the largest environmental impact bond in America's history. In working toward our net zero goal, we are offsetting 85% of energy usage at our treatment facility on Bird Island with the installation of solar panels. Buffalo Roam usage has surpassed 50%. Roam will become even more accessible to visitors as third-party companies will be able to integrate their technology with ours, and users can pay for parking directly. The 311 Call and Resolution Center has led the way in communicating with residents, answering over 3 million calls since 2006. Open Data Buffalo has nearly 1 million page views, yet we know we can do even more to improve our use of data. Today, I'm announcing the first of its kind public-private partnership in the nation to accelerate our goals in data analytics. We will partner with SAS Institute to expand citizen services, improve government efficiency, and become the nation's leading intelligent smart city. Our data and analytics center will deliver insights to make Buffalo the government technology leader. Together, we will develop an innovation laboratory to produce data-driven solutions and create a talent development hub that will produce a new generation of skilled talent in Buffalo. We are joined today by a team of SAS executives for this important announcement, and we thank them for their partnership. We understand that to truly become a city of innovation and inclusion, we also have to reimagine every aspect of housing and transportation. The city's robust housing market has been a primary driver of our growth, and we won't leave public housing residents behind. Today, BMHS, yes, you can clap on that. Today, BMHA will issue an authority-wide request for qualifications seeking ideas from prospective development partners for the revitalization of all of its housing developments. This best practice, used by other housing authorities across the nation, seeks to improve and create new housing for low-income residents across our city. And I can tell you that developers locally and across the nation are chomping at the bit to see this RFP. Next week, the City of Buffalo, the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, and StanTech Urban Places will convene with the Congress for the New Urbanism for a week-long conversation on the future of mobility, remaking Buffalo for the 21st century. The widespread introduction of new transportation technology will change the design of our city. We will explore how mobility solutions of the future will require us to adapt our existing streets, public spaces, buildings, and land uses to accommodate these technologies in an equitable way. Today, I am launching my third annual Civic Innovation Challenge, powered by AT&T. Our local tech community will compete for a $10,000 grand prize to create software solutions for city departments. I am grateful to AT&T for their continued support of this challenge. Now, in the spirit of being a more connected and better informed community, the City of Buffalo is launching BuffAlert, our new civic alert notification system. This will send notifications by email, text, or voicemail when there is an emergency, a public service announcement, or a special event. Now, we are at the point in the speech where it is public participation. So you can sign up for BuffAlert by picking up your cell phones now. That's right. I want everyone to pick up their cell phones right now. You might think that's counterintuitive for a speaker to ask people to pick up their cell phones, but pick up your cell phones right now and texting join BuffAlert to 30890. Texting join BuffAlert to 30890. I want to be able to announce that we have signed up 2,200 new members today, the record-breaking number of people here at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center this afternoon. Give yourselves a round of applause. And for all of those older folks in the audience like me, ask a millennial sitting at your table to help you do that. We need to innovate our use of natural resources, reducing waste and increasing recycling and reusing as we focus on becoming a net zero city. Buffalo became a certified climate smart community in 2019 and released our roadmap for an equitable water future. We are the first city in the U.S. Water Alliance to develop a blueprint for water policies that support the needs of Buffalo's vulnerable residents. And I want to thank O.J. McFoy and his team for putting together that plan. Let's give them a round of applause. Our 34 and More campaign has had tremendous success with recycling rates that have reached 30%. We have also launched Recycling Reinvented, an awareness program to reduce contamination of recyclables and get us to that additional 4% and more. Since 2019, my office has distributed more than 20,000 reusable blue tote bags across the city of Buffalo, part of our consistent effort to protect our environment. In collaboration with the Wilson Foundation, we are also working toward resiliency for waterfront parks and green spaces. In his executive budget, Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed the Restore Mother Nature program, a significant investment in preserving our natural resources and making green spaces more accessible. The City of Buffalo has requested $15 million for the reconstruction and rehabilitation of portions of the existing seawall, including Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park and the Erie Basin Marina. Both the park and surrounding neighborhoods have experienced flooding. The damage to the shoreline and seawall is something that we must fix. The city is currently rehabilitating the seawall section in front of the Colonel Ward pumping station. I am grateful to Congressman Brian Higgins and the Western New York Congressional Delegation for the federal funding we receive for important waterfront protections. Let's give them a round of applause. We must innovate our approaches to public health, safety, and welfare. Our goal is to prevent emergencies by dealing with issues before they become a crisis. The UB Community Health Equity Research Institute will address the root causes of health disparities among people who live on Buffalo's east side. working with the African American Health Equity Task Force and the Concerned Clergy Coalition of Western New York, this collaboration represents a real turning point in addressing health equity for African Americans in Buffalo and beyond. Thank you all for your leadership. We replaced more than 200 lead service lines since July through our Replacing Old Lead Lines program. This pilot program was funded in part by New York State Senator Chris Jacobs. In 2020, our goal is to replace 700 more lines. I want to thank Chris Jacobs, our senator, for his support of this initiative. We are very proud that Buffalo's drinking water exceeds EPA standards and preventing contamination from older water lines as they break is a top priority. Overall, crime has been reduced in the city of Buffalo by 43% since 2006. Our gun recoveries in 2019 were the most on record in over 10 years, with 949 guns removed from the streets. I want to recognize the Buffalo Police Department and my colleagues, District Attorney John Flynn and Chief Buffalo City Court Judge Craig Hanna, and the members of the judiciary for their important roles in making our city safer. Thank you all very much. I'm also proud to report we have just sworn in a new class of 47 Buffalo police officers, growing the ranks of our police department to 770. Our Buffalo Police Department Neighborhood Engagement Team, under the leadership of Commissioner Byron Lockwood, has transformed community policing in our neighborhoods, particularly for our youth. The mini custom notification program, led by Deputy Police Commissioner Joseph Gramaglia, has reduced gun violence in our neighborhoods. And our Girls Run the World Youth Empowerment Day, led by Deputy Police Commissioner Barbara Lark, and president of DeUville College, Dr. Lori Klimo, has been an outstanding mentoring program for girls in the city of Buffalo. The Buffalo Police Department Crisis Intervention Team Initiative is enhancing community policing by working to address behavioral health issues. For the first time, we are embedding 3 caseworkers to ride along with our police, which will be provided by Endeavor Health Services. Deputy Mayor Ellen Grant and Captain Amber Beyer have worked with Endeavor, Crisis Services, and CPEP at ECMC, focusing on outreach and achieving best outcomes. We're also developing a mental health first aid training program for city employees and community members to learn how to respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse. In the last 2 years, the Buffalo Fire Department, under the leadership of Commissioner William Rinaldo and Deputy Commissioner Ramon Suarez, has added 216 firefighters, filling every one of our 738 positions. The new apparatus coming this year represents a $4.5 million investment, including 4 alternative response vehicles that will respond to less critical EMS calls. The Edward M. Cotter fireboat underwent extensive repairs last year with funding from Assemblymember Sean Ryan. New equipment is being installed now to ensure that the legendary Cotter remains a viable firefighting resource well into the future. Today, I would like to talk about inclusion as a more profound concept, a way of looking at things differently, becoming the place for those seeking equity and opportunity, growing value in every Buffalo community, and blazing trails to unlock the most prosperous future for all of us. A few weeks ago, I proudly stood with Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, State Senator Tim Kennedy, Council President Darius Pridgen, former Buffalo Bills Thurman Thomas and Booker Edgerson, coaches of our city high school football teams, and community members to advocate for the participation of our student athletes in Section 6 competition. The Executive Committee of Section 6 listened to the concerns of our community and recognized the importance of inclusive and equitable interscholastic athletics. In postponing its decision to exclude students from the City of Buffalo from Section 6, they reaffirmed what we already know: our diversity is our strength. Leveling the playing field also means investing in improvements at our neighborhood parks and school athletic facilities. With support from the Wilson Foundation, the city and Buffalo Public Schools will be upgrading 6 neighborhood parks and 5 district athletic facilities. We will continue to provide millions in funding for community and senior centers, libraries, cultural institutions, and Salem Field, where we have reached a conceptual agreement working with Bison's Baseball and our new city controller, Barbara Miller Williams, to make sure that installation of fan safety netting is complete by the start of the 2020 season. In order to build a city of inclusion, we must educate our children, embrace our new Americans, provide for our aging, honor our veterans, and ensure diversity and equity by insisting on opportunity for all. The Buffalo Public Schools is creating equity in education by helping to close the digital divide. I commend Dr. Kreiner Cash and the school board, led by school board president Sharon Belton Cotman, for increasing access to high-speed internet for students in our city. Working with HARP Data, a minority-owned business, school Wi-Fi will be expanded and open to residents in digital deserts on Buffalo's east and west sides. Thank you, Dr. Cash and school board. We have invested heavily in arts and music, and I will be nominating teacher Karen Saxon, who performed in our program today and is the choral director in the Buffalo Public Schools for Buffalo Performing Arts. I will nominate her for the Grammy Award for Music Educator. Karen Saxon has been amazing working with children in our schools for such a long time. She deserves to be recognized on the national level for her incredible work with our students, and she should receive a Grammy Award as music educator. Let's give her a round of applause. My summer youth employment program has spent more than $16 million providing summer jobs for our kids. The success of this investment has been immeasurable, and this summer we will increase employment opportunities for our youth to 1,750 with help from the Buffalo Employment and Training Center, Buffalo Niagara Partnership, and the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. I am also very proud to announce today that Candace Johnson, the president and CEO of Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, has agreed to fully fund 100 internships for young people in our program. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. The Buffalo Police Athletic League and their sponsors are making the difference for Buffalo's youth in record numbers. Last year, more than 11,000 youth participated in PAL programs, which were supported by our peacemakers and grants from Bank of America, KeyBank, and the First Niagara, Buffalo Bills, Kelly for Kids, Lorenzo Alexander and ACES, Rite Aid, and Variety Club Foundations. Thank you all for your support. It can be useful, as we consider our vision for 2020, to look back to 1920. 100 years ago was a time of rapid innovation, scientific progress, and tremendous economic expansion. But like today, with growing economic inequality, income disparity was a factor that led to the 1929 stock market crash and Great Depression. We must learn from history and work to create a bright future and opportunity for all. There is currently more than $350 million in investment on Buffalo's east side, including the Northland Corridor, Jefferson Avenue, Broadway, Highland Park, and Michigan and Fillmore Avenues. The Northland Workforce Training Center is receiving national attention for teaching advanced manufacturing skills and preparing students for well-paying jobs. The Elam townhomes are now complete, and the $10 million investment has transformed this former brownfield into several townhome buildings with 30 affordable units at the former Central Park Plaza site. Trinity One Apartments, a former blighted building on East Delavan Avenue, is being transformed into a new $2.3 million project by Pastor William Gillison and the Mount Olive Development Corporation. This will help revitalize the community and convert a neighborhood eyesore into 8 units of new affordable housing. Thanks for your leadership, Pastor Gillison. The Forge, a new development on Broadway, pioneered by my late friend Rhonda Ricks, is scheduled for completion this year. And I will ask her family and friends to join me for a very special dedication ceremony at that time. The Russell J. Salvatore Atrium opened last week at the Erie County Medical Center and is now the hospital's new main entrance. Our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, was there to thank Russell Salvatore for his $1 million donation to ECMC's new emergency department. Thank you, Russell, for all you do for the city of Buffalo. And I hope many of you are asking yourselves, where are you eating dinner tonight? We continue to lead by example to increase the inclusion of minority and women-owned businesses and minority and female workers in all city projects. In our lease agreements with the Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy and Bison's Baseball, we negotiated community benefit agreements that will enhance diversity at some of our city's favorite destinations. To ensure opportunity for all in 2020, we need a complete census count. Buffalo's Complete Count Commission is working with our Office of New Americans in partnership with the Erie County Complete Count Committee, the Buffalo Employment and Training Center, the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo, and Buffalo and Erie County Public Libraries to ensure that every person in the city of Buffalo is counted in the 2020 census. This year, our Senior Services Division will celebrate its Diamond Jubilee, 60 years of providing exceptional programming for our city's seniors. And in service to our veterans, this past November, we collected over 700 gently used suits to those transitioning from military to civilian employment. Inclusion also means recognition. In this Black History Month, I would like to take a moment to recognize some of our important achievements in the celebration of African American heritage in the city of Buffalo. The new Michigan Street African American Heritage Corridor Archway is a legacy project for Council President Darius Pridgen and was designed by local African American artist Valeria Cray. Let's give them a round of applause. Improvements are scheduled for 509 Michigan and the infrastructure around 509 Michigan later this year. And the Black Achievers Museum will celebrate its grand opening on Jefferson Avenue on March 20th, 2020. Thank you, Herb Bellamy Jr. A major contribution campaign is also underway for a $10 million Hispanic Heritage Cultural Institute, a West Side hub for arts, culture, and education imagined by the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York. I will announce the city's financial commitment to this project later this year. Let's give the Hispanic Heritage Council a round of applause. Our city's corporate, medical, and philanthropic communities continue to step up and invest in the projects and initiatives that make Buffalo a city of innovation, inclusion, and opportunity. This year, we continue to add new partners to our Trust Buffalo initiative, showing our heritage as the city of good neighbors. Thank you to all of our contributors. The movie industry is also making a significant contribution to our economic success. About to be released nationwide, A Quiet Place 2 accounted for 13,000 room nights at local hotels and more than 250 high-paying local hires. Director and producer Fred and Chris Olin Ray, who are here today, are back in Buffalo from California to shoot their 15th movie. I'd like Fred and Chris to stand and be recognized. Academy Award-winning director Guillermo del Toro will be back in the city soon to shoot Nightmare Alley, starring Bradley Cooper and Rooney Mara. Cineposium 2020, the worldwide conference of the Association of Film Commissioners International, will bring commissioners from six continents to Buffalo for 4 days. I would like to congratulate Tim Clark, the Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner, on his election as chair of the association. Tim, this honor demonstrates that Buffalo has become a worldwide leader and a premier destination for the film industry. Let's give Tim Clark a round of applause. In 2020, we will celebrate some milestones. The Ride for Roswell will celebrate its 25th anniversary. It's just one day, but it means so much to this community. The Buffalo Sabres are celebrating their 50th season of hockey in Buffalo. From the Odd to the KeyBank Center, the Sabres' presence has played a critical role in the development of downtown Buffalo and the waterfront. Finally, our favorite local family-owned food company dedicated to inspiring possibilities, Rich Products, will celebrate their 75th anniversary in 2020. I would like to acknowledge Mayor Tony Masiello, who is here with us today, and three other public servants who have dedicated their lives to the city of Buffalo. Richard Fontana, who is joined today by his wife, Dee, was elected to represent the Lovejoy District in 1997, where he became a force of his own for cracking down on crime and improving the quality of life for his constituents, even if it meant doing the work himself. He will be remembered as one of the most hands-on and in-touch council members of all time. His commitment, character, and love for his community will be remembered. Thank you, Rich Fontana. A native of the East Side, David A. Franczak was a Boy Scout who became an exceptional example of a public servant. He represented the Fillmore District on the Buffalo Common Council since 1986 and went on to serve as council president. He passed hundreds of laws that addressed all issues impacting our city. Councilmember Franczak, thank you for your contributions, amazing institutional knowledge, and teaching philosophy. Thank you, David Franczak. After 35 years of service to our city and community, Chief Anthony Barba will be retiring in March. A graduate of Buffalo State College, he became a police officer in 1986 and rocketed through the ranks, becoming chief of detectives in 2005. For the past 15 years, he has served as the chief of D District, covering parts of North Buffalo, the West Side, and Riverside Black Rock. City of Buffalo residents routinely see Chief Barba walking the beat himself, and he meets with residents at every opportunity, and not to give them tickets, I might add. Today, he is joined by family members Marlene, Anthony, Eric, Ryan, and Susan, a huge Buffalo Bills fan, but an even bigger Buffalo fan. We thank Chief Barba for his lifetime of service. You know, in this first year of this new decade, we must work harder than ever before to accelerate our vision, our collective vision for the future of the city of Buffalo. All of you who are here today must continue to support our city, and we will win the race for our place in the world and create a better community for all of us. Now, at the end, we can't go forward without looking back. And in doing so, I want to acknowledge my wife Michelle, my son Byron, my mother-in-law Liz, and our entire family with heartfelt gratitude for their enduring love and support. I also want to say a special word of thanks to my wife, Michelle. You are the warmest, most compassionate person I know. Thank you, family. And I fondly remember those who had the vision that forever preserves our heritage while profoundly changing our city. The tragic death of my dear friend Mark Croce still seems unreal. You can't be downtown without being reminded of Mark, and he will always be remembered for his immense contributions to our city's resurgence. The Buffalo Chop House, the Sky Bar, the Curtis Hotel, the brand new Emerson School of Hospitality, Statler City. The list is tall and long. His vision and commitment forever changed the landscape of our city and the downtown scene. He was a developer, a restaurateur, a friend and mentor to many, and most importantly, a true family man. I will be joined by his wife, Jessica, his children, Dominic and Dante, and other members of his family and friends this spring with Council President Darius Pridgen as we rename West Genesee Street between Niagara Square and Franklin Street as Croce Street. We also recently lost another beloved community member, Agnes Bain. She served as executive director of the African American Cultural Center for more than 40 years. I first met her when I was an intern with the city council. She was born in Buffalo and attended Fosdick Maston Park High School and the Empire State College. Then, she devoted her life to arts and culture in our community, to her kids, hundreds and hundreds of them, to their tutoring and to dance, music, and theater. She was an educator, a leader, a champion of East Side children who instilled in them the importance of learning, preserving, and celebrating our heritage and culture. As mayor of the city of Buffalo, and on behalf of its residents, I hereby recognize members of Ms. Bain's family, Charles, Shakira, Aziza, and Donald, as well as beloved members of her team at the African American Cultural Center, Paulette Harris, Linda Barr, and Marvin Harris, as I proudly award Agnes Bain, the key to the city of Buffalo. The key to the city is our community's most prestigious award. It honors and recognizes Buffalo citizens who have made profound contributions to our way of life. A great city honors and remembers the legacy of our visionaries, our teachers, our benefactors, and our champions. For those who always believed and inspired all of us to believe in our greatness, the highest honor is bestowed. This key to the great city of Buffalo in the state of New York is presented posthumously to Agnes Bain. In honor of Agnes Bain, please join me in welcoming performance artists from the African American Cultural Center. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you are wondering, the the African American Cultural Center does give dancing lessons. And looking at me on that video, I could probably use some myself, right? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today. 2020 is our year of greatness. Let's go out together and make it happen. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the great city of Buffalo, and God bless America.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.